The auditor and administration has worked very closely together along with council trying to find a path forward in order to fully fund these departments. And I am very proud of our audit department in working with the state auditor that allows us to be able to utilize funds to reimburse part of the 1% out of the 0.5% for allowable expenses. Might be a mouthful, but at the end of the day, we are able to fully fund both of those departments and employees going forward. On the fire department, they will go to 6 men on a shift. That would be 18 firefighter paramedics, along with a chief. We will look at an assistant chief in the future. We need to get that all arranged up front. So we're very pleased to be able to do that, hoping that ultimately it can reduce some of their callback time that they spend on the road. And our police officers, currently, they've got 13 on the road right now, which is true. We have 2 in school that we have hired, taking 2 of 5 positions. So now they have 3 more positions they can hire, either students of going through an academy that will commit this line or by transfer. So right now, they have the green light to go ahead and get 3 additional officers. And I'm very pleased. Both of these departments, there's certainly been a lot of negativity, and I know they've struggled with a lot of overtime and additional work. But at the end of the day, it is about keeping our community safe, making sure that when you pick up a phone to call, somebody does respond. So we are very pleased with that. I believe as we go forward that the community will see that increased presence as well as we work out, you know, reach out to help our community and doing the things that we can do. But I am proud of the departments and the efforts that they do put out. It is unfortunate there's this small strand of negativity, and hopefully this will satiate them to the point they know that we are truly working to be responsible, to be transparent, with our funds and money so that we know that we're doing the very best for our community.